KD Country 94 weather.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Slight chance for storms today. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Daytime highs approaching 81. Southeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Slight chance of thunderstorms tonight. Lows level off around 62. Mainly cloudy skies expected. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Right now, it's 75 degrees.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
I'm Marina Flores with 13 News with your latest headlines. Kansas online voter registration is now back up and running after issues that happened over the weekend. The system was down for more than 24 hours after a statewide outage affected Kansas Department of Revenue systems and websites. The Secretary of State's office said technicians were working to restore service yesterday, and 13 News has confirmed it is back online. The deadline to change party affiliation is today at noon. And if you're traveling to Topeka, listen up. I-70 through downtown Topeka will fully close starting next Monday. The closure is part of the Paul Quincy Viaduct project. All lanes of I-70 between Topeka Boulevard and 8th Avenue will be closed until December. A detour will direct traffic to I-470.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. If you're struggling with mental health, you should know that there are resources out there that can help. And it's okay to talk about it if you need to. One place to get started with information is loveyourmindtoday.org. Loveyourmindtoday.org offers a range of guides, instructions, and insights for dealing with difficult situations or getting through a tough time. If you're struggling with mental health, get the help you need, because most people out here really care. Visit loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Hogs are higher, soybeans, corn, and cattle are lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Plant your potential and harvest your reality with Stein. Turn potential into reality by planting the best genetics from Stein and leveraging the extensive knowledge of their agronomic experts. Soybeans and corn are down, watching crop development weather. July beans are 11 and a quarter lower at 1169 and a half. August is down 11 and a quarter at 1173 and three quarters. July corn's down 2 at 442. September's 3 lower at 449 and three quarters. Live and feeder cattle are lower as traders watch direct trades start to develop at least a little bit. August live's down 182 at 238.77. August feeders are 455 lower at 347. And hogs are up, oversold, and with pork higher at midday. July is $1.27 higher at $101.12. August is up 80 at $98.40. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update.
Fresh season, full tanks, and healthy herds start at Crumbaker Oil and Feeds. As we roll into spring and calving season gets underway, now's the time to make sure your operation is ready to go. Crumbaker has the bulk fuel you need to keep your equipment moving, dependable propane delivery for your home or shop, and quality feed to help support the herd during one of the most important times of year. Stop in while you're in town and take advantage of their oil change, tire, and professional detailing services, too. Walk-ins are always welcome. For trusted hometown service, call 738-5181 or call or text Maggie at 785-533-1356. Crumbaker Oil and Feeds, fueling your operation and feeding your future this spring.
Now's the perfect time to make plans for that metal building you've wanted for years to protect your farm machinery. Or maybe you need a shop to store all your tools and toys. Call John with Singer Construction. He'll work with you to give you what you want. From the concrete work to the erection of the building to placing the keys in your hand. For all your commercial, agricultural, or residential needs, call Singer Construction. Glen Elder, Kansas, 785-545-4494.
Summer in Kansas means sunshine, fun, and smart skincare. At Osborne County Memorial Hospital, they're here to help you stay safe while you soak up the season. Before you head outside, remember, sunscreen, hats, and hydration go a long way. Reapply SPF every 2 hours, avoid the brightest part of the day between 10 and 2, and check your skin for any new or changing spots. Have questions or concerns? Their team is just around the corner. Osborne County Memorial Hospital, keeping you protected and healthy this summer. Looking for durable, stylish dining furniture built to last? Come to Domini's Furniture in Downs. Open 9 to 5 Tuesday through Friday and 9 to 4 on Saturdays. Domini's is the largest chrome craft dealer in a 5-state area featuring a showroom with 21 sets and over 120 chairs in stock. Choose from beautiful finishes like chestnut, walnut, stainless steel, or black nickel, plus a variety of easy-to-clean fabrics and vinyl. With laminated tables in all sizes and chrome craft's industry-leading swivel, tilt, and caster features, you'll find quality and comfort that stands the test of time. Visit Domini Furniture today, where great value meets lasting quality.
KD Country 94.
Direct Cash Cattle Business is starting, and cash hogs are higher at midday. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Round Field Livestock Market Report. There's a light round of direct cash cattle trade underway. Live deals in Texas are marked at $255, but it isn't enough business to establish an accurate price trend for the week. Bids have been floated at $255 live in the South. Asking prices have been elusive. Show lists for the week are mixed, higher in Texas, somewhat higher in Nebraska and Colorado, and lower in Texas. Look for more trade to develop over the balance of the week. Box beef was higher at midday with solid demand for moderate offerings. Choice up 98 cents at $393.81. Select was 73 cents higher at $383.82. At the Oklahoma National Stockyards, feeder steers and heifers were $5 to $15 lower, with spots of $20 lower. Steer and heifer calves were $10 to $20 lower. The USDA says demand was moderate. The offering included several unweaned calves, and quality was mostly average, medium, and large one feeder steer, 655 to 691 pounds, brought $385 to $415. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 655 to 684 pounds, brought $349 to $370. Cash hogs are higher at midday with fairly light negotiated purchases. Business has been off to a better start than recent weeks as processors have been more aggressive in their procurement efforts. However, the ample supplies of market-ready hogs leaves them with leverage, and they're able to control the pace of business. Demand for U.S. pork has had some bright spots recently on the global market, but there are still lingering concerns about long-term strength. With the summer grilling season unofficially underway, there are some strong possibilities that domestic demand could see a boost as pork remains a competitively priced protein in the retail space. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct were up 92 cents with a weighted average of $94.75. Prices at the regional direct markets were not reported due to confidentiality. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady at $62. At Illinois, slaughter sale prices were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $47 to $59. Barrels and gilts were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $49 to $59. And pork values were sharply higher at midday, up $2.53 at $102.28. Bellies jumped nearly $12 to start the day. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. Former Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver is headed to the New York Giants on a free agent deal. Wide receiver Juju Smith-Schuster agreed to a deal with the Giants on Monday following a workout with the organization, according to a report from NFL Network's Mike Garofolo and Ian Rappaport. Smith-Schuster helped the Chiefs win the Super Bowl in 2022 and returned in 2024 for two more seasons following a year with the Patriots. Will enter his 10th NFL season this fall. He totaled 33 catches for 345 yards and a touchdown in 2025 for Kansas City. Many across the league speculated that Smith-Schuster could return to the Chiefs to be a depth piece as well as a locker room guy this offseason headed into training camp, but obviously that did not happen. He'll head to the Giants, where it appears star wide receiver Malik Nabers will miss a significant amount of time due to a knee injury. He signs with the organization the same day they bring back former wide receiver Odell Beckham Jr. and bring in Braxton Berrios. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
Coming up, it's your KDNS KZDY Sports Bite with John Bowden, brought to you by Treb Construction in Tipton, your one-stop shop for construction, concrete work, and garage doors.
Wakanda Water, a division of Remus Plumbing in Downs. Whether you need salt, water, water softeners, or a new RO system, give Wakanda Water in Downs a call.
And Goddard Repair, specializing in semi and trailer repair on Highway 24 in Beloit. Proud supporters of your area athletics. And now for your Sports Bite.
After a 17-and-a-half-hour day and clock striking midnight, won a state championship in track and field. Wichita was long decided before the last two races. Senior Sevy Wirtz won the long jump, got third in the triple jump, and was second in the 100-200-meter run to lead Clifton Clyde to a 53.50 point score, edging out Ellis 48. Hanover was third, 42. South Gray 41. Ness City 38. Team scores in the girls for area teams. Osmond was 13. With 21. Rock Hills was 19th with 14 points. Beloit St. John's finished 30th with 7. Tescott was 35th with 5. Pike Valley finished 43rd with 1 point. And Sylvan Lucas finished with 1 point. Individual finishers for Pike Valley. Freshman Tiana Reeves ran a 12:23.40 in the 3,200 meter run for 6th place. In the 400 meter dash, junior Cody Hewell of Sylvan Lucas finished 8th. He ran a 101.32. On the boys' championship, it was Axtell who won it, 67 points over Cunningham, second 46, Little River third 36, South Barber 33, Quinter 31. Osborne finished 8th with 24, Beloit St. John's 10th, 22 points. Lincoln was 26th with 10, Toma finished 35 with 6, Sylvan Lucas was 36th with 5, Rock Hills was 38th with 5, Thunder Ridge finished 43rd, 3 points. Individual results, both boys and girls athletes scoring points. Donovan Holloway was the second 110-meter hurdles. He ran a 15.23. He was state champion in the 300-meter hurdles. On the girls' 4x800-meter relay team was 5th, 10:08.11. Boys' 4x100-meter relay team was 8th, 47.35. Girls' 300-meter hurdles, sophomore Gentry Reiner finished 2nd, 46.7. Donovan Holloway won the 300-meter hurdles in a time of 39.56. Boys' 4x400-meter relay team was 4th, 34.72. Ashlyn Schultz Sr. was 2nd in the high jump 5'2" and Laney Kindig fresh ended up 8th in the javelin 117.11. Beloit St. John's was led by girls 4x800 meter relay team finished 6th 10:08.41. Colby Eilert finished 6th with a time of 1 minute 27 seconds the 400. Beloit St. John's relay on the girls side finished 8th 4:07.40. The boys 4x400 meter relay team 3rd 3:33.88. Boys long jump, Edward Herenick finished 3rd, 21:09.25, and Edward Herenick defended his boys' triple jump championship with a jump of 45 feet 7 3/4 inches. Other area athletes to score points included Lincoln Leopard. They were led by Jeremiah Miller in the boys' 300. He was 6th with a time of 40.89. Xavier Miller, a junior, was 7th in the 200-meter dash 22.7. Ben Bell ended up 4th in the pole vault with a jump of 3.6. Other area athletes included Natoma Trenton Maupinay Sr. finished 3rd, boys shot put 5.55 for the Sylvan Lucas Mustang. On the boys side, it was Van Stoll finished 4th with a jump of 6 feet 4. And in the Rock Hills points leaders, their girls 4x800 meter relay team won state championship. Savannah Coyle, Bethany Semelink, Olivia Lindberg, and Miley Oost with a time of 9.82. Bethany Semelink was 7th in the 400 with a time of 101.31. Justin Luong, the junior, finished 7th in the 400-meter dash, 50.20. Miley Oost was 7th in the 800-meter run, time of 25.55. Eli Welchel threw his way to a 6th place finish with a throw in the shot put of 48 feet 8.5 inch. And Thunder Ridge, it was Shad Stafford finishing his sophomore year, 110-meter hurdles, with a time of 15.58, good enough for 6th. Congratulations to all the area athletes and teams for outstanding finish at the 2026 State Track and Field Championship in Wichita.
Call the experts at Sims Fertilizer and Farm Chemical in Osborne, Kansas, for the solutions to all your ag concerns. Call them today at 1-800-821-4289 or visit SimsFarm.com. That's Sims Fertilizer and Farm Chemical in Osborne.
Down Celebration is just around the corner, June 18th through 20th, and it's time to get those discounted carnival tickets before they are gone. 20 tickets for $25. Save some money so you can have more to spend at Celebration. Stop by these chamber businesses and grab these discounted deals before they are gone. Corner Drug and Gift, Down Superfoods, Expression Salon, Miller Hardware, State Bank of Downs, The Hair Shop, and City of Downs. And a big shout out to the ticket sponsors, Brush Art and State Bank of Downs. Let's make this hometown home. Down Celebration, June 18th through 20th.
Wakanda Boats in Glen Alder, Kansas, and Republican City, Nebraska is ready to get you on the water. Just in StarCraft Fishing Pontoons, 20 or 22 foot. Use boats, they've got plenty. Need something special? They'll order it. Plus, 180-month in-house financing is available. Mini rebate and military discounts available now. Call or stop in to one of our locations to learn more. And don't forget, our large lineup of fishing gear, boat gearing, tubes, boards, skis, and Coast Guard approved life jackets. WakandaBoats.com. Let's get you on the water.
Lake Fest is lighting up Wakanda Lake this July 4th. It's Wakanda Lake's Got Talent. Step into the spotlight, show off your talent, and compete for cash prizes. Sing, dance, perform, whatever your talent is, this is your moment to shine. Not a competitor? You're still invited to come out and entertain and be part of the excitement. And there's more. There will also be a call for art at the Wakanda Visitor Center, inviting local artists to showcase their work and creativity for everyone to enjoy. To sign up for talent or get details, contact Lydia at 785-545-4489 or email glenelderradio@gmail.com. Lake Fest 2026. Wakanda Lake's Got Talent. Bring your talent, bring your art, bring the celebration.
BHI Auction Services and Montgomery Auction and Realty, hosting the Stephen Meyer Estate Auction No. 3 now through June 8th. Bid online now on an immaculate 2025 Dodge 1500 4x4 Limited Longhorn Edition pickup with under 10,000 miles. There's a massive amount of tools, shop equipment, supplies. Many of these tools are new or used very little. The building and acreage are listed for sale with Bartling Real Estate. Call Brian at 402-768-3175. Roy at 746-3823 and bid online at montgomeryauction.com.
KD Country 94 is online at kdcountry94.com.